This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight has been focusing on foster children. We listen in as CASA's Colleen Smith speaks to Allie Hennis of Ozark Guidance.
What is the role that you play in the child welfare system?
We have a program called the Foster Home Outreach, and we have therapists who are going out into the foster homes, into the public schools, and then doing some office-based work, just providing individual therapy and family therapy to kids in foster care. And then we have a therapeutic foster care program where we actually bring in families and train them to become foster parents with us at Ozark Guidance Center, and then we place children in their home and provide counseling services to them.
What are the typical psychological and emotional needs of children that you see coming into care?
It's tough. They've all experienced some sort of abuse, neglect, or trauma. And so most of the kids that we're working with really have quite a bit of anxiety, a lot of fears, depression. They have a really difficult time trusting adults, particularly their caregivers. So that becomes a big focus in counseling, and I think just in the lives of the foster kids, to help them feel safe and secure in the foster home that they're in and begin to trust adults again.
Can you speak to any of the trends that you might be seeing for children in foster care?
Sure. I think one of the big problems that we have, I think in our area, but all over the state, is that there's really a need for more foster homes. When they're moving from foster home to foster home or group home to foster home, and that can cause a lot of difficulty and just kind of perpetuate that difficulty that they have for trusting the adults in their lives and forming attachments.
In our CASA training, we talk that every child in foster care should probably be in therapy. Do you agree with that?
I can't imagine, as a grown adult, somebody just coming and taking me from my environment right now and putting me somewhere where I don't know people, I don't know who these people are, I don't even have my clothing, I don't have my pets, I don't have the things that are important to me. I can't imagine that as a grown person, let alone a child. So I think that, yes, every kid in foster care needs at least that initial assessment to see how are they adjusting to that kind of stressor, because that's really, really tough.
For more information, NWACASA.org.